Blog Talk Radio.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
Now, it's holiday season. There are mothers and fathers and entrepreneurs and workers who have something new to celebrate. The security of knowing that when the unexpected or misfortune strikes, hardship no longer has to. And you add that all up, and what it means is we head into next year with an economy that's stronger than it was when we started the year. More Americans are finding work and experiencing the pride of a paycheck. Our businesses are positioned for new growth and new jobs. And I firmly believe that 2014 can be a breakthrough year for America.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program this morning, 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we've got a lot to get through today. We've got a lot to cover about that just pathetic disgrace of the union address last night. Not to mention there are lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. All right, we are officially underway and heading out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, let's get in here with this State of the Union address here now. First of all, I knew that this was going to just be a sleeper. Whatever the president was saying got my cat in just a fit of rage. I don't know what the hell her problem was last night, but I'm trying to watch this. My hands are all cut up. I got a big scratch mark on my nose. I spent all night trying to calm her down. I don't know what the hell her problem was. I finally got her calmed down, and she's relaxed. She's fine now. She's over here. She's real friendly now. Whatever the hell it was last night, good God, my hands are just, I mean, you ought to see me. It's a mess. Cats are cats. I can't explain them. But with this address last night, I mean, it was empty, empty, empty. We've heard the same things over and over again, and this cockamamie equal pay for equal work with women, I mean, first of all, there really is not that big of a difference. Women will say it because, wow, I'm a woman, and men hate women, especially the Tea Party. And we're so mistreated. Let me tell you something, women, ladies, you are not mistreated. You have more than you ever could possibly imagine. You have no idea how much you actually have, how much power you actually have, how much influence you actually have, how much material things that you have. And the more you give somebody, the more they are unsatisfied. And this is just a way to bring it up. And now they've got this minimum wage you're trying to bring up to $10.10, but it's not for the average worker. It's for the government worker, which that money comes out of your pocket. It doesn't come out of the company's pocket. It doesn't come out of the private sector. It comes out of the public sector. So that's a bigger strain on you, the taxpayer, which means your taxes are going to naturally have to go up. So I've got some few quotes here, and I've got some cuts to play. They're pathetic. There really isn't much. There was nothing in this speech, and it was over an hour. It was a waste of time. There was so little to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. It's kind of weird. I don't understand it. But there was nothing that was discussed. Let's put it that way. There's more to talk about what wasn't discussed than actually what was discussed. So the first quote I have here, this is the president pro tempore, Barry Satoru. What I believe unites the people of this nation, regardless of race or religion or party, young or old, rich or poor, is the simple, profound belief in opportunity for all. The notion that if you work hard and take responsibility, you can get ahead. Were you listening to a conservative before you went up there, huh? This is what we have been saying. This is from us. This is another thing that irritates me about the left. They'll go ahead and use what the Republicans and what the people on the right have been saying. I don't like that word, talking points, but what the right touts. They'll go ahead and repeat it and act like they're the ones who came up with it. Oh, that Obama is so genius. Did you hear that? You work hard and take responsibility, you can get ahead. Well, if the government doesn't take responsibility, like you haven't, nobody gets ahead. And when he said that the unemployment rate is lower than it's ever been in how many years, he said, whatever it was. How can 91.5 million people be out of work and that be the lowest unemployment rate? Somebody explain that to me. Oh, that's right, because the unemployment rate only counts the people that are collecting unemployment insurance. When it runs out and all the jobs have run out and there are no more jobs and these people can't get jobs, well, they don't get factored into that unemployment rate, which is really close to 40%, 37.2, whatever the hell it is. But you do the math. You do your own math. It's a lot more than 6.7%. And if you don't believe that, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Cut your head off. Give it to science. Maybe they can, you know, use some cryogenics and freeze your brain. So when somebody has brain cancer and they need a new brain, they can take that brain out and give it to them. Because if you're not going to use it, give it to somebody that will. And then he goes on. But that sense of opportunity has suffered some serious blows. Yeah, thanks to you and your policies, the EPA, ACA, TSA, NSA, CIA. As technology and outsourcing have made many middle-class jobs obsolete, you have made those jobs obsolete. Your EPA has made those jobs obsolete, and you supported it. If not, you might have given the direct order. As technology and outsourcing have made many middle-class jobs obsolete, damaging the foundations upon which families in the U.S. economy have relied for decades. Yes! They're trying to blame this on Republicans. This is you. Republicans aren't trying to take businesses out of the United States. They're trying to bring businesses in. We're trying to keep the businesses that we have. We're trying to keep them here. How can you possibly conduct business when the rules and regulations and restrictions and fines and guidelines and all this other crap that they put on you keeps you from actually conducting business? And if you don't make a profit, what's the point of being in business? How can you remain in business if you don't make a profit? Unless you're the government. You can't raise taxes on the public to keep your business in business. So you have to move somewhere where you can actually conduct business and make a profit. They're doing everything they can to completely get rid of the coal industry. They're doing everything they can to stop the oil industry. And he's talking about this oil. There's some more quotes in here, too, about his – I got it on one of the cuts. About how he, well, we're pumping more oil. We're this close. We're so close to being energy independent. Really? And he's talking about natural gas. Natural gas, we're not allowed to pump it. It's all up in Alaska. We're not allowed to take it out of the ground. We're not allowed to have the XL pipeline. Why is that? Well, I don't know. Nobody knows. Because it's going to create jobs. And the Democrats cannot stay in power if people, well, have money and they've got, you know, cars and homes and plenty of food on the table, enjoying vacations, they're having fun. Well, you can't have that. They can't have control and power over you. If you have control and power over yourself, the government doesn't have any control or power over you, and that's what they're trying to eliminate. That control and that power over yourself. They don't want that. They want that power. That's theirs. That's been granted to them, they think. Somehow where they got that from, God only knows. But it's deep, deep, deep inside their ass where it needs to be put back. Damaging the foundations upon which families and the U.S. economy have relied for decades. You have done the damage. You and your EPA. You and your Democratic Congress that you had. Your Democratic Senate, Mr. Satoro. There are bills, there are literally hundreds of bills in the Senate just waiting to allow jobs to open up. But where's Mr. Reed? Oh, that's right. He's too busy making, getting in front of the camera and talking about the Tea Party because they're racist and haters. Mr. Reed, you are pathetic. How you people in Nevada, how you could possibly vote for this man? That says more about you than it says about him. And that's actually saying quite a lot because there's a lot to say about this Mr. Reed. America, we got to wisen up here. We got to start picking and choosing our leaders a lot better than what we have. Now this jackwagon goes on to say, today, after 4 years of economic growth, what economic growth, Mr. President pro tempore? Huh? What economic growth? 91.5 million jobs, 91.5 million people unemployed? That's economic growth to you? Really? Oh, okay. Now that I understand. Corporate profits and stock prices have rarely been higher, and those at the top have never done better. Yeah, you are on the top. You and your little buddies, your little friends, your little green friends. Yeah, you know, the ones that you stole, what, close to $1 billion? Or close to $1 trillion, I should say. For that little stimulus package that you had, yeah. All that money, taxpayers' money, close to $1 trillion, went straight into the hands of unions, went straight into the hands of his little campaign donors so they can open up these so-called green companies that have no business whatsoever in conducting business. They're not ashamed to take a multi-million dollar bonus check. But where was Occupy Wall Street on that? Did we hear about that? Anybody on the left talk about, you know, they talk about the right when they get their little bonus checks, but anybody on the left gets a bonus check? Well, they deserve it. But average wages, he continues, have barely budged. Inequality has deepened. Well, that's because of you. When you block businesses and you completely eliminate careers, completely eliminate businesses. That's what happens. That's what happens. How do you not understand that? If you take away whole industries, out of the economy, how do you expect everybody to be equal? How do you expect the middle class not to shrink? Yeah, that's right, Mr. Satoru. You allowed your EPA to get completely rid of the coal industry. It's all but gone now. And you're working as hard as you can to get rid of that oil industry. Well, what's going to happen if they were to get rid of oil? All you libs out there who hate oil, it's because you have no idea what you're talking about. You have not been properly educated. You've been indoctrinated, but you haven't been educated. Damn near everything you buy today comes from oil. Your car itself, most of the car is made from oil. Anything vinyl, nylon, rayon, any rubber, any plastic. Women's makeup, a lot of their lipstick. Your hand lotions, that's all. A hand lotion comes from oil. It's all oil. The container in which this stuff comes in, oil, plastic. Take a look around your house. How much plastic do you see? Well, I'm looking around my studio here, and I see plastic after plastic after plastic after plastic after plastic. I can't tell you how many dead dinosaurs I have in just this room. So go ahead and get rid of the oil, libs. Then what are you going to have? Well, you won't be able to have your car, even though it is a Prius and it's electric. But you won't be able to get electricity because there's no coal industry anymore. That's how we get most of our electricity. We got some nuclear power, but we're not allowed to use it. We got some dams, but they can only produce so much electricity. I'm not a dam fan. I'm not a big fan of dams. I think they've screwed up the fishing. I think there's a better way to do it than the way they did do it. I've never been a fan of dams. Never have been. But that's just me. Just not a big fan of dams. And these windmills, which don't produce very much electricity at all. And if this country really thinks that we're going to turn completely over on windmills to provide all of our electricity, we're in trouble. If they can get the windmill to produce more electricity with the amount of wind that we have, okay, fine. But we don't have that yet. Where is it? Well, EPA hasn't come up with it. See, they don't know how to come up with solutions. They can tell you how that you're doing it wrong, but they can't tell you how to do it right. Now, if somebody tells you you're doing something wrong, but then can't tell you how to do it right, how much credibility do you think that person has? Are you going to listen to that person and take them as credible? You're going to tell me I'm doing something wrong, but you can't tell me how to do it right? I'm supposed to take you seriously? Seriously. I'm supposed to take you seriously. Huh. Board mobility has stalled thanks to you. Thanks to all of you libs. And thanks to the cowardly Republicans who just flat refuse to get off their fat frickin' asses and fight. Mr. King, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain. The cold hard fact is, don't give me this cold hard fact. Cold hard fact is you're an idiot. That even in the midst of recovery, what recovery? Show me a recovery. 91.5 million people out of work is a recovery? So-called 50 million people uninsured? How many more people are uninsured now because of Obamacare? How many more people have lost their jobs and lost their hours, lost their livelihoods, lost their way of life? And he has the audacity to call this a recovery? Too many Americans are working more than ever just to get by, thanks to you. How do you not understand what you have done and what you have allowed to get done? You've got a pen. Pipeline, sign a pen, man. Sign it. Get that oil pumping in here. Let's put some people to work. Allow that federal land, man. Let's start pumping oil. We've got enough oil. We've got more oil than Saudi Arabia. We've got all the natural gas. We could be making gazillions of dollars just on natural gas if we can export. But what do we export? What is it, what does America export? Do we export anything? No, we give a lot of our taxpayer money to a lot of terrorist organizations and terrorist countries. We do that. We give guns to Mexican drug cartels. We do that. The president also pointed to actions he already has taken, including pushing ahead with his health care law. And encourage Republicans to find ways to improve the system rather than yet again attempting to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's the only way to improve it, is to get rid of it. It's flawed from the idea, from the concept of it. It's flawed. And then when you tried to put it into practice, we've already seen what it can't do, what it won't do, what it never will do. Republicans stand up against it, actually the American people, because still the majority of the American people did not want Obamacare. They still do not want it. More and more people don't want it. Why? Well, because they've seen how it works. These are the blind. I don't feel sorry for a lot of these people. All these people that voted for Obama, they were so happy to get this Obamacare. I don't feel sorry for you. You deserve every heartache you get. Maybe next time when you go into the voting booth, maybe you might vote a little bit more responsibly. You have no one to blame but your fat frickin' self. I'm sick and tired of listening to these goddamn Democrats. You Obamacare, I voted for me. Well, if you're that naive, that gullible, that you would vote for, well, the snake oil, twice, you got no one to blame but yourself. And you deserve not having health care now because you voted for it. You went to the voting booth twice to vote out your job, vote out your health care, and vote out your quality of life. And now you want to cry? Now you want to complain? Look in the mirror. Complain all day long. I don't expect to convince my Republican friends on the merits of this law. What merits? It doesn't work. It can't work. It never will work. We're Americans. But I know that the American people aren't interested in refighting old battles. Huh? What are you talking about? Interested in fighting old... This isn't an old battle, you idiot. What's the matter with you? This is an ongoing battle. This isn't an old battle. This battle gets newer and newer every day. What, are you kidding me? And you talk about refighting old battles? How about this equal pay for equal work crap? Where that's coming from? I don't know where the hell that came from last night. There's a lot of people that don't make as much money as other people do, both men and women. But they try to use this stuff as a way to get back at Republicans, just so they can blame Republicans. I mean, they'll blame Republicans on anything. They don't give a damn. They got no shame. So again, if you have specific plans to cut costs, cover more people, and increase choice, tell America what you do differently. Well, how many more times have we got to tell you? Why don't you listen? Pay attention. We've told you what to do. We had a fix for health care, at least a good start. We need tort reform. We need to allow insurance companies to sell across state lines. We need to increase jobs by allowing businesses to conduct business in this country, by securing our border. They're bringing millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens in here. Where are they going to work? Well, they're taking jobs out of the American people. We got 91.5 million people out of work. Americans come first, and then the illegal aliens. Sorry, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's true. Why should I go to another country? Not a citizen. Illegally break into the country, stay there, and get a job before somebody's lived there their whole life. Who's a citizen? Huh? Explain that to me. You can't. Pay attention, Mr. Satoru. We have given you these options, how to cut costs, how to cover more people. How many more people did you cover with Obamacare? Nobody is covered with your ACA. And you have the audacity to say this kind of crap? Tell America what you do differently. Let's see if the numbers add up. Yeah. But let's not have another 40-something votes to repeal a law that's already helping millions of Americans. Who? Helping millions of Americans? You're helping millions of Americans lose their health care. What, are you kidding me? Then he goes on, and he's sarcastic. Well, the first 40 were plenty. We got it. We all owe it to the American people to say what we're for, not just what we're against. Are you talking about yourself? Because that's what it sounds like to me. You're against oil, you're against coal, you're against this, you're against that, you're against profits, you're against any kind of progress. But what are you for? Well, you're for everything that you're against. Jesus Christ. Already helping millions of Americans. Where? Nobody has Obamacare. Part of the system that takes all your personal information that gives it over to the insurance companies hasn't been completed yet. It's not been built. Not to mention how insecure that site is. Not to mention the unpopularity of it. Not to mention the extremely high costs of it. And you wonder why people aren't signing up? They're not signing up. So how can you say that this law is helping millions of Americans? Who? Who? Give me a name. One. Give me one person that actually has to pay for it. Not the ones that are getting it for free, but who actually have to pay for it. That has already made a payment. That has gone into the doctor and they have taken them. Taken their insurance and treated them and had no problem. Give me one name. Person that has effectively used Obamacare has signed up for it. They've made their payment. They've gone to a doctor. They've gone to an emergency room. They've gone to somewhere. And they've used their insurance. And the hospital's got the information. The insurance companies have the information. Give me that one name. I just want one. And I would like to interview that person. But there isn't any. The system's not built yet. But it can only handle 7 million. But yet we have 48 million, 50 million, whatever the number is, that were uninsured. But now we have much more than that. All these people that lost their jobs, 91.5 million people out of work. Well, I'm pretty sure a good chunk of those don't have insurance. So, what do you say about that? Well, it's all the Tea Party. Oh, okay. All right. All right, let's get into some of these clips here. I mean, they're nauseous. They're pathetic. So, let's get into it now. Go ahead, cut number one, make me puke.
One of the biggest factors in bringing more jobs back is our commitment to American energy. The all-the-above energy strategy I announced a few years ago is working, and today America is closer to energy independence than we have been in decades.
Didn't Sarah Palin campaign for all of the above? Huh.
One of the reasons why is natural gas.
Yeah, that we
can extract it safely. It's the bridge fuel that can power our economy with less of the carbon pollution that causes climate change. Businesses plan to invest almost $100 billion in new factories that use natural gas. I'll cut red tape to help states get those factories built and put folks to work. And this Congress can help by putting people to work building fueling stations that shift more cars and trucks from foreign oil to American natural gas.
Okay, but if we're not allowed to extract the natural gas, what the hell is the point of having all these fueling stations? and all these big trucks to use natural gas if we're not allowed to get it out of the frickin' ground? I mean, what the hell is this guy talking about? Biggest factor in bringing back jobs is closer to energy independence in decades? How? We're not anywhere closer to energy independence. We're so far away from it right now, it's pathetic. God damn it, I really get irate when people lie to me, man. I don't care what the how big or how small of a lie it is. These are big ones. These are whoppers. Could you stop lying to the American people and stop lying to me, Mr. Satoru, whatever your name is? Cut red tape to put people to work. You've had 5 friggin' years to cut through the goddamn red tape. Take your goddamn pen out of your pocket and put people to work. But what have you done? You've taken out your goddamn pen and you put people in the poorhouse. You've taken away their jobs with your pen. And how are you? The only people that you did put to work is more government workers, which takes away from the private sector, which the economy is the private sector, not the public sector. The public sector takes away from the private sector, takes away from the economy. It's a minus. It's not a plus. All right, let's go with this cut number 2. We've only got a couple minutes here. We got to go to a break. So let's go with cut number 2. Get it over with.
And while we're at it, I'll use my authority to protect more of our pristine federal lands for future generations.
Now, this right here, the reason why I played that, I'm going to play it again. Go ahead and just listen to it again. Listen to it again.
And while we're at it, I'll use my authority to protect more of our pristine federal lands for future generations.
You ever hear of Agenda 21? That's what that is. He's going to take the federal lands. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is. See, these people think that we're stupid. Well, we're not. I'm not stupid. I pay attention. I listen. I focus. That's exactly what this is. He's going to use his little pen to designate all these areas. Those areas are now federal land, and we're going to use these specific areas to cram all of these millions of Americans in a tiny 2-square lot, sky rises straight through, and you got everything you need right there in one little square. And the rest of the land is for the animals. That's exactly what this is. To protect federal land, look, this Agenda 21 is not in the planning phase. It's in the execution phase. We can stop it, but you got to stop it. It's in your town. You may not realize it, but it is. Pay attention. Open your eyes. Focus. Cut number 3. Get this damn thing over.
The shift to a cleaner energy economy won't happen overnight, and it will require some tough choices along the way. But the debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And when our children's children look us in the eye and ask if we did all we could to leave them a safer, more stable world with new sources of energy, I want us to be able to say, yes, we did.
So now he's bringing out, yes, we can, and now it's, yes, we did. Well, Mr. Satoru, the debate is settled. You're an idiot. What debate has not been settled? First of all, there is no such thing as man-made global warming. I mean, it's a very, very sick and twisted combination of ignorance and arrogance to think that man could actually control climate. Time to learn the science, people. Just study the sun. You don't have to study anything else. Gravitational pull from other planets, our orbit, our axis, any wobbles. Any of that stuff. Earthquakes, which can directly affect the weather. You don't believe me? Well, learn the science and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But if you lives would just understand, just study a little bit of the sun and the relationship the sun has with the earth. You study that. Just that alone. All of your global warming nonsense will go completely out of your head. You will prove that you're wrong. You'll prove yourself wrong. And you have to. Because this is starting to get dangerous right now. Because it's becoming very, very, very expensive. This country can barely afford the steam off a goddamn Happy Meal right now. And we need to spend billions and billions of more dollars on something that doesn't exist if people just took the time to understand a little bit of the science, study it, research it. The debate is settled. You're an idiot. There is no man-made global warming. And speaking of climate change, I've got something I've got to get into today. We're going to get into it. But right now, we've got to take... We got to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back very shortly.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John. The president's basically is not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
The president's been very clear; he's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal: we will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
Decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
On healthcare, Gene Shaheen didn't tell the truth.
You can keep your insurance if you like it. It will increase choices for families. It will promote competition.
The facts. More than 20,000 New Hampshire patients have had their coverage canceled, and Obamacare offers only one insurer on New Hampshire's individual market. So next November, if you like your senator, you can keep her. If you don't, you know what to do. Ending spending.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
Those individuals who like the coverage they already have will be able to keep their current plan. This is a very accurate description of this bill.
But now, Louisianans are finding out that they lied.
Basically, you said what the president said. Any regrets?
No, Wolf, whatsoever.
Tell Mary Landrieu, it's about people, not politics. Obamacare hurts Louisiana families.
All right, and we're back. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty. All righty there. Here we are. Here we are. We've got a lot, like I told you before, there's a lot on this climate change, Tea Party-induced global warming. You've all heard of that. Well, down south now, Louisiana, Atlanta, all over the place. Florida, for Christ's sakes, had to close their schools. They've got kids that are living in buses in the schools because they can't get the kids out because of all this global warming in Florida. So we're going to get into that. Also last night, after the disgrace of the union address, which was nothing but a waste of an hour and 20 minutes. Got my cat all sideways. My hands are just, I mean, you ought to look at my hands. I can't show it to you on the air, but my God. I don't know what that president did to my cat last night, but Jesus Christ, I'm going to make damn sure. The next time I watch the president of the United States on my television, my cat's got to be out of the room. But a New York representative, Grimm, never heard of him. He's in New York. Threatens reporter on camera. I've seen a little bit of that. We're going to get into that. Kind of funny. But he's up for, I don't know, he's being indicted for has some kind of investigation for something. Who the hell knows? But he's a Republican, so that's why he's under investigation. But you never hear of anybody on the left being under investigation unless they cross somebody on the left. Or like Blagojevich, which They had to prosecute Blagojevich because, well, there was ties with him and the president. And we can't have that. You can't have the king be tied in with some kind of corruption. But they had to sever the ties. Get rid of all the loose ends. That's what the mafia does. Not our government. So we'll talk about that, his little threat, but I don't know. It's just, you know, threatening a reporter, you know, throw him off the balcony, and which I think is kind of funny. But whatever, we're not going to cover too much of that. Let's move on. There's a superpower for the Super Bowl. Look at this. Super Bowl preparations include air defense exercises. You know, like the ones they, you know, our military did in Benghazi, and then the regular do on the border with Mexico, you know. I still can't believe what they're doing with this Super Bowl. They're allowing Mexican drug cartels to cross the border illegally, smuggling in children. Nothing. Somebody brings in a water bottle into the Super Bowl, and they're strip searched, full cavity searched, x-rays, tasered, handcuffed, beaten down. And you tell me what's wrong with that. Look, if you're that goddamn afraid of all these so-called terrorist threats out there, you shouldn't play the game. We're Americans. We do not surrender or kowtow to terrorism of any kind, domestic or foreign. We're Americans. We do not change our way of life for terrorism. Period. Any kind. I don't care. Domestic or national, it doesn't matter. Terrorism is terrorism is terrorism is terrorism. We're Americans. We stand up to terrorism. We don't give in to terrorism. This tells me one or two things. Either these people are incompetent, immature, and insecure. Which overreactions are the first sign of that? Sorry, not for nothing. That's not opinion. The fact is, overreactions are the first sign of insecurity, immaturity, and incompetence. That's not opinion. The debate is settled. So either they're incompetent, or there is a real threat out there. And if there is, one or the other, either way, they shouldn't be playing the game then. They should not have to harass the fans, the American people, to get in to watch one of the biggest games of any sport in the world. New Jersey taxes, speaking of the Super Bowl, could eat up all of Peyton Manning's Super Bowl earnings. Imagine that. You get all your Super Bowl earnings, and because you play a game in New Jersey, well, they take all of it away. Now, granted, yeah, he's making millions of dollars, so it's probably not going to affect him very much, but it's the point. That's not right, and that's not fair. And speaking of New Jersey, boy, Chris Christie is doing everything he can to lose all of his... Why doesn't he just become a Democrat? Oh, him and de Blasio, you know who he is, the new mayor of New York City, or should I say the new king of New York City, the new tyrant of New York City. De Blasio and Chris Christie are all chummy-chummy at a Super Bowl kickoff party. Oh, they're hugging each other. I mean, he's over there. Christie's over there slobbering all over the president. Now he's hugging and slobbering all over De Blasio. And you think you want to be the Republican nominee for president in 2016? First of all, even if you didn't, you know, slobber all over the president and de Blasio, I wouldn't have voted for you anyway. But that's besides the point. But you're not helping matters. You're making yourself look worse. Yeah, go close a couple of lanes down to a bridge or something and shut up. Alec Baldwin. TSA is a disgrace. Evidently, look, I say what you want about Alec Baldwin. Whatever. But I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with him on this one. Wait till we get to it. If I ever shut up, we'll get to it. But I got to agree with him on this one. Look, just because people are certain people doesn't mean that you can't agree with them when they're right. If they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, they're wrong. That's the way it is. North Dakota cow thief is first American arrested by a drone. We'll get into that. This is some scary stuff. Even if you go out and get the criminal, maybe it was criminal, we'll find out what's going on, but this is some scary, scary, scary stuff. Scary times if we live in our country right now. We need to put an end to this. All right, let's get back up here. Let's go into this. This is rare ice snow storm halts Atlanta traffic throughout the night. The whole southern part of the United States is under ice and snow. Florida schools close for ice. Florida. Imagine that. Pensacola, Florida. Schools, courts, and government offices throughout western Florida panhandle have been closed because of snow and ice. As a polar vortex grips much of the country. Polar vortex? Yeah, there's a polar vortex, but we don't have to use the word polar vortex. Well, we got to use that word now. Well, why? Well, because it's the latest and greatest, and somebody else used it, and so now we've got to sound like we're just as intelligent as them. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm watch for the region. A mix of freezing rain and snow is expected throughout Wednesday. They're closing schools, closing bridges, closing highways. It's in the government buildings. I thought the planet was melting. Didn't the president just say that the debate was settled? Does global warming? Well, he used climate change because they can't use global warming anymore because the planet's not getting warmer. So they say climate change, which, I mean, duh. If you bother to take the time to study any part of the science, you know that climate has been changing since the climate was the climate. And it's going to continue to change. It constantly is on the move. So using the word climate change... See, when they say climate change, intelligent people know what they're saying. But the stupid people, you know, the people that sit at home and they watch, you know, the MSNBCs and the CNNs, and they think they've got all the information they need to make an intelligent decision. Because CNN and MSNBC and the president, they said there's global warming and man caused it. Well, they believe it. Even though they have done absolutely no research. Well, except for, you know, certain websites that will, you know, drop a graph and a chart and a model. Anybody can drop a graph and a chart and a model. That doesn't mean it's true. Use the evidence. Look, in order before you can understand the present or the future of anything, it doesn't matter what it is, anything. From A to Z, anything that exists. Before you can understand the present or the future, you must first understand the history. If you understand just the history of the planet, you know there's no such thing as man-made, man-induced, Tea Party concocted, George Bush invented global warming. But if you say anything, well, then you're a hater. You hate because you don't believe in something that doesn't exist. Well, I don't believe in the stupid goddamn tooth fairy. Does that mean that I'm a hater now? Because I don't believe in the tooth fairy? Something that doesn't exist? I mean, what, are you kidding me? I mean, what the hell kind of... I mean, where is their logic, these people? Their ass. That's where it's at. Deep South, deep freeze. I got stories galore on here. Buses sent to pick up stranded motorists. Officials in Hoover, Alabama, were sending buses early Wednesday morning to pick up stranded motorists. In the first round, two school buses were sent to transport as many as 100 people to local shelters. About 50 Atlanta school children were stuck on buses early Wednesday morning. The students had gotten on buses to get home early afternoon, but treacherous road conditions coupled with gridlock traffic made it impossible. I do know, I think it was in Florida. Let me see if it's over in here. But they did have kids living in the, not living, but they couldn't get out of school, so they had to stay in school overnight. And the debate has been settled that global warming exists. Really, Mr. President? Did you bother to take a look at the evidence? Yeah, it's winter. But, I mean, how often does the South, you know, freeze over? I got to get off this. I can't deal with any more of this nonsense today. So let's get into this Representative Grimm from New York, Michael Grimm. I don't know who he is, where he is. I don't know anything about him. Never heard of him. But Representative Michael Grimm of New York, under investigation for alleged campaign finance improprieties. God, don't you love that? I mean, if you took a look at what the president did to get elected twice, and you want to talk about campaign finance improprieties? Really? How come there wasn't an investigation on that? Oh, that's right, because he's a Democrat. And he's black. Because if we did an investigation on him being black, well, that's racist. Even though he's guilty, he's still racist. We can't talk about impeachment because that would be racist. Even though we've got endless reasons. Just pick any of these reasons that we have talked about on here. Pick any reason that you know in your own head. You don't have to listen to me. You listen to yourself. Just one. That's an impeachable offense. Benghazi. That's an impeachable offense for a lot of people. Fast and Furious, impeachable offense for a lot of people. IRS, impeachable offense for a lot of people. NSA, oh, God. I mean, where do you start with that? The stimulus packages. This so-called health care. The president's pen. His phone. Look what they're doing, allowing the Mexican drug cartels to smuggle in children across the border, and we take these children and hand deliver them to their illegal parents? Huh? How is that not criminal, first of all? First of all, it violates the Constitution in so many different ways, we don't even have to discuss it. If you got any kind of a brain whatsoever, you'd know it. But these are serious criminal matters. This is not promoting the general welfare. Bringing these kids over here? You're not promoting the general welfare for the American people, and you're certainly not promoting the general welfare for these kids coming over here. You're certainly not providing the common defense when you're allowing anybody can just cross the border. If the Border Patrol stops them, well, then the Border Patrol agent gets in trouble. How is that providing the common defense when anybody and everybody can cross the border? Now, who's to say that there aren't going to be people that cross into Mexico, get into Mexico somehow, some way, and then cross over to the border of the United States? No, you full well, no one's going to do anything about it. Terrorists. But you're going to x-ray every item that comes into the stadium. You're going to give people full-body cavity searches twice before they get on the shuttle, and then when they get out the shuttle into the stadium. But we couldn't do anything in Benghazi because we didn't have the time. We had a drone up there watching it. And but yet we still blamed it on a video, knowing full well that they're watching it. Don't tell me that somebody was not watching what was going on in Benghazi live. We know that. There's been testimony. Hillary Clinton said that there wasn't any video. Did anybody call her on that? Did anybody question her on that? Oh, no. But that's her biggest regret. Regret is what happened at Benghazi. Really? What part of do you regret, Miss Hitman Clinton? I'm curious. The four Americans that were brutally murdered, or was it the fact that you got caught in a lie? I think intelligent people know the answer to that. She was caught in a lie. But what difference at this point does it make? So, Mr. Michael Grimm of New York, under investigation for alleged campaign finance improprieties, threatened to throw a reporter the balcony during an interview following President Sotoro's State of the Union speech. After being asked by NY1 reporter Michael Scotto about the investigation, Grimm replied, "That's off topic. This is only about the president's speech," and walked off the camera. Of course, you know, politicians, they don't want to talk about when they're under investigation. Scotto briefly concluded his report, and Grimm, assuming the broadcast was over, did not know that the camera was still on, returned to admonish the reporter. The camera remained on, however. "Let me be clear to you. You ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this effing balcony." But he didn't say effing. He said the full word. After a brief back and forth about the validity of the question, Grimm concluded, "No, no, you're not man enough. You're not man enough. I'll break you in half like a boy." NY1 and Grimm's office released statements following the incident, in quotations, which means this is what really was said. "I was extremely annoyed because I was doing NY1 a favor by rushing to do the interview, first of all, several other requests, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to listen to both sides. I don't really give a damn. I never heard of this impropriety stuff. I never heard of this. I don't know anything about this. I'm going to try to do some research on this. If he's a Republican, I'm sure it's probably bogus, but you never know. You never know." But how come they never go after Democrats for doing this stuff? Unless it, you know, they got ties with the king and they don't want the king to be, you know, caught in the middle of it, like what happened with Blagojevich. Clinton's improprieties. Think Hillary Hitman Clinton, what happened when she got elected senator? It's kind of funny how all these Hasidic Jews that never vote Democrat all of a sudden in that area voted all for Hillary. And they don't like her, but they voted for her. How did that happen? What a coinkydink. Again, if you're intelligent, you know the answer to that question. All right, let's get into this. What's going on here in the Super Bowl now? Now, this is real. This is a Continental United States North American Aerospace Defense Command Region news release. Jesus Christ! A Continental United States North American Aerospace Defense Command Region news release. Unbelievable. Just the title. I mean, can you come up with something a little better than that, a little easier? I mean, my God, how do you put something like that on a sign? "Yeah, I want to go to the Continental United States North American Aerospace Defense Command Region Center." Oh, yeah, you turn left up there at the tree and, Jimmy, come on. Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, January 28, 2014, fighter jets from the Continental United States North American Aerospace Defense Command Region, known as CONR, C-O-N-R. Well, that helps. 20 minutes to say what the hell it is. That's ridiculous. "Along with the command's integrity," what? Oh, interagency integrity. Oh, good God. I swear to God, I can't see anymore. And I do blame that on computers. I really believe that. I refuse to wear glasses, one, because I'm just going to drop them and break them. I'm not going to be going into the damn doctor's office every week to get some new glasses. "I'm preparing to protect the skies around the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, the site of the February 2nd Super Bowl 48. Air defense exercise flights in the area of the stadium are expected to begin around 4:30 a.m. Exercise Amalgam Virgo 14-01. a NORAD air defense exercise will be conducted in the greater East Rutherford area so interagency partners can practice procedures for responding to airspace violations. Huh. Just think, if they would have done a little bit of that in Benghazi, we might still have four of our brothers still alive. Just think about that. It's okay to kill your Navy SEALs. It's okay to kill an ambassador. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, we've got to be protected. Well, this is a little overkill. I'm sorry, but I don't like living in a state where we have to do this. I believe in security, yes. I want security. But I want responsible security. I don't want overreaction security. That overreaction security is not secure. That's insecure. They're so highly concentrated on the insignificant that the significant gets overlooked. But you can't say anything to anybody, because if you do, well, you're a hater. And they can use that against you now. Do you know they can throw you in jail just because if they suspect you're a terrorist? Yeah. They don't need any evidence. They can just suspect that you are a terrorist. They do not have to give you a lawyer. They do not have to let you speak with your family. They throw you in a cage and they keep you there for as long as they want. You don't have to see a judge. You don't have to. You can't get a lawyer. Imagine that, just because they suspect you being a terrorist. So what I've said on the air here several times, I guess they could take me as a terrorist, even though I'm not. I'm trying to protect this country from terrorism, but in a responsible way, not an irresponsible, overreacting way. Exercise Amalgam Virgo 14-01. Shut up. The exercise is a series of training flights in coordination with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, Civil Air Patrol, the 601st Air and Space Operations Center, and the Connors Eastern Air Defense Sector. Jesus God, man. For a goddamn football game? Are you kidding me? We're going to do this for a football game? X-ray everybody, X-ray every water bottle, X-ray every everything, wallets, this and that, shoes. Got to take your coats off. It's going to be freezing. They got to give you pat-downs, cavity searches. And they wonder why no one's buying tickets for the Super Bowl. Well, duh. Ticket prices have already gone. They're over half off now. If you want to put up with all of the, full body searches and cavity searches and pat downs and x-rays, you want to put up with all that, well, you can get Super Bowl tickets. They still got a lot left. But people don't want to go through that. We're Americans. We do not change our way of life for terrorism, period. We're Americans. We stand up to it. We show them we're not afraid of you, and we're going to continue living our life our way, the free way. You understand? We don't concern ourselves with, well, if we do this, will this upset a terrorist or not? First of all, who gives a damn? And if it does upset them, good. They upset me. We don't concern ourselves with how terrorists think of us. We're Americans. We think and feel and act our way, not anybody else's way. We're not about to change. I'm not about to change my way of life for anybody. I don't care who the hell you are, terrorist or not. I mean, obviously, you become, engaged, married, with somebody else. Yes, of course your life naturally changes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I'm not going to change my entire way of life for a goddamn terrorist. Because it might offend them? Can't make a video, even though you have the right, the freedom of speech. You have the right to make any video you want to, but because it upset a couple of terrorists that never even watched it, so how it got them upset, I don't know. But this administration seems to think that all these people were upset over this video, even though we know it's a crock of crap. But because they didn't want to get caught in their little web of lies, they blame it on a video. So nobody can find out that they were doing weapons deals with the Syrian rebels, which are Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda affiliated. In any event, whatever name you want to put on them, they're terrorists. That's what they are, period. But if the world was to find out that Obama was putting weapons in the hands of Syrian rebels, which are terrorists, well, there's going to be a lot of people upset, mainly the United States. But nothing's going to happen because the Justice Department more than likely is in on it. But he's going to have the rest of the world on his, up his ass. There are a lot of interagency partners involved in the air defense of this year's Super Bowl, said Air Force Lieutenant General William H. Etter. With multiple agencies involved, coordination between all air defense partners is crucial. Really? Was it crucial in Benghazi to not send any of those guys? Huh? Was that crucial? Well, of course, because then, you know, we would have saved people. We would have gone in there, you know, secured the area, wouldn't allow CNN to come and extract evidence. All right, I think we've exhausted this story. There's more to go on here, but I mean, come on. Since 9/11, Connor fighters have responded to more than 5,000 possible air threats in the United States and flown more than 62,500 sorties, I guess, with the support of airborne warning and control system and air-to-air refueling aircraft for Operation Noble Eagle. So let's get in here now, speaking of the Super Bowl. The New Jersey taxes could eat up all of Peyton Manning's Super Bowl earnings. Now, I never got a chance to read this, so let's find out together here what the hell. This is a guest post from K. Sean Packard, CPA, who is director of tax at OFS. All these acronyms. He specializes in tax planning and the preparation of tax returns for pro athletes. He can be reached at blah, 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 blah. All right, get to the story, will you please? I hate these stories that they just go on and on and on for 20 minutes before they get to the goddamn meat. Give me the meat. Peyton Manning has the opportunity to pull a John Elway and ride off into the sunset as a Denver Bronco after winning his second ring. Not that he wants to retire. His career will hinge. See, now get to the point. Where, I mean, the headline says he's going to lose his earnings, but I'm worried about Peyton Manning retiring or not with the second ring. And you tell me that's not a problem with the story? And we don't have a problem with our goddamn, our freaking reporters? We don't have any editors that can say, excuse me, Mr. Reporter, but could you go unscrew this and get to the goddamn point? Can you get to the meat, please? Crap on the back end. If somebody wants to continue reading the crap, then let them. But get to the goddamn story already. Should the Broncos beat the Seahawks, Manning and the rest of his teammates will earn $92,000. The loser's share in the Super Bowl is $46,000. So why does Manning's future beyond February 2nd matter to New Jersey? It would seem logical that the Garden State would apply its tax rates on the $92,000 or $46,000 Manning earns for the week in East Rutherford. Unfortunately, we are dealing with tax laws, not logic. New Jersey and every other state that imposes a jock tax taxes players on their calendar year income from each employer. If the Broncos defeat the Seahawks, Manning's 2014 playing income to this point will be $150,000 derived from playoff bonuses. If the Broncos lose, his paying income would be $111,000. If Manning is unable to continue playing, the New Jersey would apply its tax rates to his income and multiply that amount by the ratio of 7/33 to determine his tax liability. I mean, what the Jesus God? The 7 in the numerator represents the week he spends in the state practicing and attending required NFL events. The 33 is the total number of duty days performed during the year. 31 days in January plus 2 in February. If Manning is forced to retire, New Jersey will collect approximately $1,575 from him if the Broncos win and $982 if they lose. Blah, blah, blah. But should Manning continue his career in the 2014 season, New Jersey would collect an additional $45,000 from him by taxing income he has not even earned yet. Huh. Now, how can they do that? How can they tax you on income that you have not earned yet? Well, it's called Democrats. Manning is due $15 million next season, which would push his 2014 earnings to $15,157,000 or $15,111,000, depending on whether he wins or loses, and bump him onto New Jersey's highest 8.97 tax bracket. Luckily, his duty day ratio would go from 7.33 to 7.200. Without regard to the Broncos game. I mean, this is ridiculous. If Manning's able to pay next season, or play next season, his New Jersey income tax would be $46,989 on $92,000 for winning the Super Bowl. I mean, how do these people get away with this? Well, their government. If they lose and he's able to play in 2014, he will pay New Jersey $46,844 on his $46,000, which means that he's going to have to come up. If he loses the Super Bowl and plays next year, he's going to owe, not only is he going to give up his Super Bowl check, but he's going to have to take $844 out of his pocket to give to New Jersey. Now, how can they tax you more than what you've earned? Well, they do. And liberals want to raise taxes. They don't think taxes are high enough. Here's the evidence. This is indisputable. You can't dispute this. I mean, my God, it's just absolutely confusing. Back and forth and this and that. So the bottom line is this. If Peyton Manning loses the Super Bowl, which he's going to because my Seahawks are going to win, and he decides to play next year, that means he's going to have to come up with $844 out of his pocket plus his Super Bowl winning or losing check. He's going to have to give that up. He's going to have to, it's going to have to cost him money to play in the Super Bowl. Imagine that if he loses, it's going to cost him money to go to work. You go in the hole to go to work. And now we got Bill de Blasio and old Chris Christie. This Chris Christie is, this dude is really not, I don't know what his deal is, man, but he's doing everything he can to make sure that he is not the front runner in 2016. Forget about that bridge closing crap, because that's nonsense. You know it's nonsense. Everybody knows it's nonsense. But this kind of stuff, sucking face with the president after Hurricane Sandy, during an election, a very heated election, a very important, very tight election, and he's sucking face with the president. Yeah, that upset a lot of people. A lot of people. So now he's over here slobbering all over the new mayor, who is just as big of a tyrant as the president is. He just doesn't have as much power as the president. The president can be the tyrant over the whole country. This guy can only be the tyrant over New York City. And you got a governor who's a tyrant. Everybody in office has to be a little tyrant. But we don't see that really so much on the Republican side, but we do see it on the Democrat side. And I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I don't believe in parties, never have, never will. I can only tell you what I see. I can't tell you what you see. If you see something different, well then, you know, prove it. Back it up. Don't just argue with somebody. If you're going to argue with somebody, you have to have your ducks in a row. You need to have proof. Otherwise, keep your fat yap shut. The liberals don't. They speak first and then worry about the facts later. What the hell do you need facts for anyway? It just gets in the way of your reality. Can't have that. Bill de Blasio may have harshly criticized New Jersey Governor Chris Christie for his administration's recent Bridgegate. Enough of the gates. But for one night at least, it was all water under the bridge. Oh, that was a, oh, gee. I bet that was a, that took you a long time there, Mr. Reporter, to come up with that one, didn't it? Did it hurt? Any smoke come out of your ears? Huh? Give you a headache? The pair kicked off this weekend's Super Bowl festivities with a joint appearance in New Jersey last night. And if Mr. de Blasio had any lingering harsh feelings about the alleged traffic shutdown, he certainly didn't show it. Instead, the bipartisan pair, this bipartisan, shut up. This isn't about partisans. Why does everything have to be about party? Well, how do the Democrats fare? How do the Republicans fare? How about the, how do the American people fare? When are these reporters going to understand the goddamn story that they're trying to report? That's the problem with these reporters. They don't understand the goddamn story. Like just with John Carl the other day. I mean, he missed the whole point. Is it going to be worth it if you lose the Senate? Excuse me, Mr. Carl. But we had 50 million people uninsured. Now we've got well over 50 million people still uninsured because of Obamacare. And you're worried about how it's going to be worth it if the Democrats lose the Senate? How about the American people losing their jobs? American people losing their health care? American people losing their hours, their quality of life, their way of life? Why is this always about how the Democrats and Republicans fare? That's why I can't stand reporters. I don't give them any respect. I'm sorry. I can't. I cannot give people respect that don't deserve it, that do not earn it. You want respect from me, you got to earn it. You want disrespect from me, you have to earn it. I can't show you any disrespect until you've earned it. And disrespect are both earned. And Mr. Christie, you're doing everything you can to earn my disrespect. The pair kicked off this weekend's Super Bowl festivities with a joint appearance in New Jersey last night. And Mr. Blazer had anything or no? Well, we already covered that. Where the hell are we? Oh, that's right. The bipartisan. That's what set me off. Instead, the bipartisan pair looked like old friends as they appeared on stage together to count down a fireworks display at the end of the Super Bowl kickoff spectacular concert in Liberty State Park. At one point, the taller Mr. de Blasio put his arm around the rotund governor as they chatted. Why do they got to make a comment about the rotund governor? Why do we have to, I mean, I'm not coming to Christie's defense. I'm coming to the fact of why do we have to say that he's fat? Why do we have to make reference to that? I think everybody knows who Chris Christie is. We do not need to be told that he's rotund. It's like the horrific scene. Yeah, they just got done telling us that there's a 14-car pileup with blood, guts, and gore splattered all over the goddamn highway, but we're not smart enough to know that that's going to be a horrific scene. We need the reporter to tell us. Oh, yeah, Bob, it is horrific. Really? I was sitting over here wondering, goddamn, you know, hey, honey, come over here, take a look at this. Do you know, is this horrific or not? Yeah, you see all those blood and guts and brains and pieces of bodies over? Is that horrific or not? See, I don't know. The reporter hasn't told me yet. We don't need – this is a horrible – whoever wrote this article, I'm sorry, very few reporters out there actually report. They're not good writers. That's why they're reporters, because they can't – they're not writers. They all think that they're writers, and they all think that they're novelists. And if you read their novels, I'm sorry, but they're not very good. They're just not. But they all think that they're these great, wonderful writers. But you read their news reports, and they miss the whole story. Then you read their so-called novels, and they're just pathetic. How these people are allowed to make it in the business, I don't know. I don't get it. You don't need to tell me that Chris Christie is rotund. We all know who he is. That doesn't make you a good writer by using tund to describe the governor. And how did he describe Mr. de Blasio? Oh, the taller. Not the tyrant, Mr. de Blasio, which is what he is, but the taller. At another, Mr. de Blasio, the tyrant, Mr. de Blasio, appeared to be joking with the governor, pointing his finger at the governor's chest. Ooh. Later, they appeared to be engaged in more serious conversation, with the mayor's head bowed to listen to the governor. But many in the crowd booed as Mr. Christie made his entrance with Mr. de Blasio, the New York, New Jersey Super Bowl host, company president Alfred F. Kelly Jr. I wonder if he was the one who took away the tailgating, which, you know, now there's not going to be any terrorism because we took away tailgating. You know how those terrorists hate tailgaters. And everyone who does tailgate is a terrorist, too. And they're all Republican, they're all racist, and they're all haters. And if you tailgate, that means you're causing trouble. You're a troublemaker, you're causing terror, and you've got to be eliminated and removed from society. We're going to tase you, we're going to beat you with our sticks, we're going to handcuff you, we're going to throw you in jail. Right next to that filmmaker who created all that ruckus in Benghazi. What's going on here in the Super Bowl is just a warm-up. This is a practice exercise for the federal government. That's all this is. They've got the air defense over here. They got all these agencies out there. They got goddamn NASA. They got all these security people. They've got everything. They got all these federal agents. All of them carrying machine guns and body armor and ready to do battle. This is a warm-up. This is a practice exercise for them to attack you, to attack us. That's all that this is. This is overkill. This is ridiculous. I wish you all the worst in your Super Bowl there, Mr. President. Not the President of the United States, but the Mr. Super Bowl host company president, Mr. Alfred F. Kelly Jr. And the Giants owner, John Tisch? No respect for you either. I wish you all the worst, too. And the Jets owner, Woody Johnson, hey, you guys, I'm sorry, but you dropped the ball on this one. And Macy's CEO, Terry Lundgren, all of you guys, I wish you the worst, and you're going to get the worst because you deserve it. You went out of your way to terrorize, basically, this is what you're doing. You're terrorizing the American people, your fan base. That's what you're doing. You are the real terrorists. You are terrorizing this. Not only are you terrorizing the fans, but you're terrorizing this game. You should be ashamed of yourself. Why you think that getting rid of tailgating is, which is part of the game, by the way, getting rid of tailgating, how that's going to get rid of terrorism, I mean, good God Almighty, where they get that logic from, Jesus Christ, I have no idea. Well, that just doesn't make any sense. It's arbitrary. It's baseless. It's ridiculous. It's an overreaction. Immaturity, insecurity, and incompetence. And I wish you all the worst, and you're going to get the worst. It's going to be the least watched Super Bowl, not from television, but in the stands. People do not want to have to go through all of these song and dance routines. All these pat-downs all these searches, all these x-rays, all these full body cavity searches. How many airplanes flying overhead just to get into a goddamn football game, but not allowed to tailgate, because tailgating, well, that just incites terrorism. You mean, you know how it is. All them tailgaters, I mean, they all got to be part of the Tea Party, which are terrorists. They're domestic terrorists. You know how they are. They're haters and racists and homophobes and misogynists. I mean, come on. They hate women and hate homosexuals, and they hate those transcontinental genders. They hate them, too. Oh, God, hate. I mean, just flat out hate. Black people hate them. Just hate them. And the Chinese, oh, good God, but you can't hate them enough. And the Mexicans, oh, my God, the Tea Party can't hate them enough either. They just can't hate enough. They cannot get enough hate inside of their hearts. Jesus, God almighty. Well, you guys are going to have a horrible Super Bowl, and you deserve it. There's no reason to play the game in New York if you're going to have to go through all of this. You're hurting the fans. You're hurting the game. Do you not realize? How do you not realize this? I don't know where our country is today. I mean, some of this stuff you may think is insignificant, but it's not. It's much bigger than you think. Little things, more often than not, are much bigger than you really think. And bigger things, a lot of times, are much smaller than you really think. I don't know where this country is today. I don't like it. I want to go back. I'm not impressed. The government is here, offered one spectator. Or the governor is here, offered one spectator, when asked about the icy response. We're democratic in New Jersey. Before the event, Mr. Christie told reporters that he was looking forward to seeing the mayor as he boasted about the football teams landing at Newark Airport instead of LaGuardia. I'll be with Mayor de Blasio tonight. We'll have fun together. It's great. I love Governor Cuomo. We're good friends. Really? Mr. Christie, Governor Cuomo, you're good friends with Governor Cuomo? The man that doesn't want you in his state? Oh, that's right. Chris Christie, well, he's not one of those. He's not even a real conservative. He believes in global warming. Oh, yeah. He loves all that global warming. He believes in global warming because he thinks that's going to get him elected, and obviously it did, because there's a lot of Democrats in New Jersey, and they all believe in global warming because the television has told them to. And because Republicans and most people on the right who, well, understand science, don't believe in it. All right. I got to take another little break here. I've got some stuff to do before we get back into the rest of this. So let me see if I got a song. Let's see if we've got something to pass the time away here. Let's see here. Do we got anything good, or we got to go with commercials? Let's check out the list. I'd rather play something else, another goddamn commercial. I'm sick of commercials. I'm sick of just about everything. I don't know who sets this stuff up in the morning here, but I need to get somebody else that knows what the hell they're doing so I can find this stuff. Good God almighty and sweet blue frickin' heaven. Doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where is it? Well, we don't know. We didn't have somebody do their goddamn job, so we can't play anything. We can't do anything. All right. Well, screw it. North Dakota cow thief is first American arrested and jailed with drones help. Rodney Brosser, the farmer from North Dakota, was arrested after being located by Predator drone. In June 2011, Forbes reports police attempted to arrest him because he wouldn't return three cows that had grazed onto his property. This resulted in an armed standoff between Brosser, his three sons, and a SWAT team. Okay, you really need a SWAT team to come in to bring back a couple of frickin' cows? Do you people not understand that overreacting just creates violence? How do you not understand this? Look, you're going to come out, swoop in out of the trees, in full body armor, machine guns, sidearms, just to test the water in Chicken, Alaska. And you're going to wonder why people, well, they start carrying guns to protect themselves. Well, what are you supposed to do? Just because a cop has got a badge gives him the right to pull his gun on you anytime that he wants and you have to just sit there and accept it? I'm sorry, but no, you do not have to just accept that. Just because you've got a badge doesn't give you the right to be judge, jury, and executioner. That's not what this is about. It's about protecting the people, not harassing the people. Look, if you want to go over there and you want to settle it, you don't need to be pulling the guns on there to get the guy's goddamn cows back. Maybe if the guy was able to take care of his own cows, maybe put up a fucking fence, maybe the cows wouldn't wander off into his property. But why does this guy have to now bring this guy's cows back to the original owner? Why can't the original owner go pick up his cows? That's what I don't understand. Yeah, and I said the F word, and I apologize. Here's a penny in the cuss jar. Forget about it. Screw it. But the point is this. Why does this guy who didn't put up a fence to keep his cows on his property, the cows get off? Which cows do that? Animals are going to get out of a fence. That's just the way it is. But why couldn't this guy go pick and say, hey, you know, my cows wandered off. Can I take my cows back? But no, the guy that the cows came onto his property, he's got to take time out of his day to go deliver these cows back to this other guy. I mean, that's ridiculous. So they get the SWAT team out there. That was ineffective. So now they get these drones out there, and they finally caught him with a drone. Well, the drone is coming to use very, very soon. There's going to be no place to hide. Whether you're guilty or not, it doesn't matter. You could be innocent. If they suspect you're a terrorist, they can shoot you down with a drone. They can hide you. They can keep you in jail. They do not have to let you see an attorney. They do not have to let you see your family. You are stuck in isolation. They can do whatever they want to with you just because they suspect that you are a terrorist. And guess who signed that into law? That's right, Mr. Satoru's magical executive order pen has again taken away your freedom. And that's not grounds for impeachment. Huh. Taking away American people's freedom and throw them in jail without due process. I could have swore we got something in our Constitution that... Well, that prohibits that. Don't you need probable cause? Don't you need a warrant? Don't you need stuff like that? Well, because somebody suspects that you are because you talk a certain way, even though you've got freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of speech. You have freedom to speak as long as the government allows you to say it. I guess you got to get it cleared to the government before you can speak. How is that freedom of speech? Freedom of speech is freedom of your speech, not the government's speech. Freedom of your speech. It's your speech that matters, not the government's speech. It's freedom of your speech. So Forbes points out that this is disconnecting drones created to protect American borders are now being used to apprehend American citizens, although a manned helicopter could have done the same thing. Yeah, but this is all practice. They're going to use this against you. The government is going to take complete, total... They're going to have a blitz, man. It's going to be like a blitzkrieg. The government is going to... This is what's happening. These are just warm-ups to Super Bowl. All this drone activity going on and getting cows. Attacking farmers. This is all a warm-up. They're going to have a blitz on the American people. They're going to rouse you up, and they're going to put you in their little Agenda 21 government-mandated, government-built ghettos. This is not hyperbole. This is not exaggeration. This is not just conjecture. Unfortunately, it's in the planning. The execution phase. We're no longer in the planning phases. This new world order is being executed. Well, we need to execute this new world order. I'm not interested. I will not comply. Give me liberty or give me death. I was born in a free country and I want to die in a free country. So I'm going to do everything I can to fight for that. And if it means stepping on people's toes, if it means putting down a few people who deserve criticism, saying a few harsh words, so be it. I don't care. Look at the harsh things that they have done to you. They have done to us. They've taken away your health care. They've taken away your jobs. They've taken away your way of life. They've taken away your quality of life. But you can't criticize them for that. Otherwise, well, you've got to be removed from society. All right. I mean, they'll x-ray every drink, every piece of paper that comes into the Super Bowl. They'll bring drones out there to bring back a couple of cows. But they'll let the border run free and open for anyone just to waltz right in. And if you have children that you're smuggling across the border, our Homeland Security will be more than happy to take those children off your hands and escort them to their illegal alien parents. But if you criticize them for taking these children to the illegal alien parents, well, that means you're a hater. But now they're doing immigration. He's going to do this immigration bill with or without Congress. Don't think for one second that this president is not going to executive order immigration. Now, when that happens, there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some big problems. There's going to be people on the border, those farmers that are on the border that have been there forever. Well, they're going to have to protect their lands. They're going to have to protect themselves. It's going to turn into a goddamn war. We don't mind people coming over here. That's what this country's about. Everybody that lives in this country came from somewhere else, including the American Indian. Beauty of this country is that we have one people, and we come in every size, every shape, every color, every sex. Everything, every shape, rotund or tall. That's the beauty of America. But we have to do it the right way. We can't just open up the border and let anybody waltz in. We've got a lot of very bad people out there in this world that want to kill us. They don't like us. We've got too many bad people living in this country today, just waiting for that phone call just to blow somebody up. Instead of going after those people, no, we're going to put all of our resources in the Super Bowl. Well, this is a perfect opportunity if you're a terrorist. If the whole federal government's going to be there in New Jersey during the Super Bowl, well, hell, you can terrorize all kinds of places now. We've got the federal government at the Super Bowl. They're going to have their pants down and their eyes closed. They got us by the keyhones. People bother to think about that? This is just nothing more than a warm-up of what they're going to do to you sooner or later. And they're going to do it sooner than later. I do believe that. This is a warm-up. This is a practice exercise. Alec Baldwin was furious yesterday after the Transportation Security Administration singled his 5-month-old daughter as a potential terrorist. He was apparently traveling back to the United States from the Bahamas when his infant daughter was randomly selected for an enhanced screening. I wouldn't have let him do it. You're not going to do that to my daughter. You're not going to do it to me. That's ridiculous. You're going to let a 20-something Arab man walk in sweating profusely. He can walk in. You're going to pat down a baby? A baby? I mean, do these people not realize that the just the over-the-top security that they're providing, which is insecure, by the way? When you overreact, especially with security, that does not make it more secure. That makes it actually less secure. And if you don't understand it, again, chop your head off and give your brain to science, and they'll give it to somebody in the future who has brain damage or brain cancer, and they need a brain, and they want to use it. Because if you don't want to use it, you got no business happening. I don't blame him for being upset. Despite numerous vows to curtail his use of the service, the Beetlejuice cast member took to Twitter to relieve his anger. Well, I don't know what he said. I don't care. Find out later. All right, we got to take a break no matter what. We're at that time. We got 15 minutes left. That's it? Screw it. We're not going to take a break. We got to go through. We're tough. We can handle it. NSA now is spying through angry birds. Google Maps leaked documents reportedly reveal. I heard a little something about this. I don't really know too much what it is, but I don't have those stupid smartphones. I've got a cell phone that I don't hardly ever use. Where I live, basically comes with a rent. He had an extra phone, and he allows me to use it. I'm not a phone person. I hate the phone. I love to talk, as you can tell, but I don't like talking on the phone. Never have, and I never will. Chances of you having a very long conversation with me on a phone is very slim to none, because I don't talk on the phone. Email, that's great. I don't even use email hardly anymore. I just use Facebook. You can get anything. It's all Instamatic. You don't need to screw around. I don't need to talk on the phone. I hate talking on the phone. You got to sit there and hold that goddamn thing up to your ear. And blah, 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 blah. People always call when I'm right in the middle of something. I mean, they're watching something on television that's important, or a show or whatever. Or I'm listening to something, or I'm doing something else. I'm busy. But now I got to stop every goddamn thing that I'm doing and hold this frickin' phone to my ear for 30 minutes? That's BS. I don't do that. Just to have a meaningless conversation? I can't. I can't deal with the phone. I hate the phone. If I had my druthers, I'd go back in time, and I'd shoot that Alexander Graham Bell and that stupid little assistant of his, Watson. I'd shoot them both right between the goddamn eyes. I just hate the phone. Always have hated it. I've never liked the phone. And the sound of that phone ringing sends me into Deep Space Nine. Just the sound of the phone I absolutely hate with every fiber of my being. I mean the purest, most unmitigated meaning of the word hate. I don't hate people, but I do hate the phone. If the phone was to be eliminated right today, completely outlawed, I wouldn't be one bit upset. That's how much I hate that stupid phone. So now when you're on there and you got these little apps and you see these little birds and all this stuff, well, that's the government looking at you. Yeah. And you know what? Your phone doesn't even have to be turned on and they can look at you. Yeah. They can hear what you're saying. Yeah. They can even turn on the camera and watch what you're doing. So if you're going to be doing something that you don't want anybody to see, well, I guess you're going to have to put your phone in a box, in a safe, and turn out the lights. That's not excessive, spying on people with their phone. Well, we're looking for terrorism. Really? Who's the terrorist? Those that spy on American citizens? Like you? The NSA and its British counterpart, which I don't know what's going on with the Brits and the United States with their spy agencies, but Both of these boys need to slow down. This is going to turn out ugly. This is not. There's not going to be a happy ending to this. They're gonna mess with the wrong group of people or the wrong person, the wrong something, do the wrong thing, and it's going to blow up. The NSA and its British counterpart are tapping popular smartphone apps such as Angry Birds to peek into the tremendous amounts of very personal data those bits of software collect, including your age, your location, your sex, and even sexual preferences. Citing confidential documents provided whistleblower Edward Snowden, the reports detail efforts to supplement data collection from cell phone carriers and smartphones by tapping into, in quotations, leaky apps themselves, state, can share users' most sensitive information, such as sexual orientation. Why do they keep gotta say sexual orientation? And one app recorded the material even sends specific sexual preferences, such as whether or not the user may be a swinger. Okay. I guess swingers are terrorists? The information can come from a user profile which may contain marital status, single, married, divorced, swinger, and more. Both spy agencies showed a particular interest in Google Maps, accurate to within a few yards or better in some locations and wouldn't clearly pass along data. It effectively means that anyone using Google Maps on a smartphone is working in support of the GCHQ system, which is the British counterpart to our NSA. Most surprisingly is the wide range of apps that the agencies call for data, including innocent-seeming apps such as Angry Birds. One document in particular from GCHQ listed what information can be extracted from which app. Blah, 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 blah. This is all garbage, all crap. NSA does not profile everybody. No, what? NSA does not profile everyday Americans. God, would you read, man? I need glasses. NSA does not profile everyday Americans as it carries out its foreign intelligence mission. Really? Then how come we got all these reports saying that you do? The agency told the Times in response to questions about the program. During a Monday press conference, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney stressed that same position. Oh, Jay Carney, if he stressed it, well, then it must be true. As the president said in his January 17 speech, well, you know, the speeches, so those are important. The president says it in a speech, well, then it's the way it is. To the extent data is collected by the NSA through whatever means, we are not interested in the communications of people who are not valid foreign intelligence targets, and we are not after the information of ordinary Americans, Mr. Carney said. Really? Well, then why are you... What's with all the information that you have on there? Every phone record, every phone is being recorded. How long you're on the phone, who you're talking to, the numbers. I'm sorry, but this is much deeper than just what we've seen here. They are doing a lot more spying than what you think. When the government tells you that they're not doing something, that is code for them saying, yeah, we're guilty as hell. And they are. And we voted for more of it, and we can't get enough of it. We still have far too many people out there that are naive, gullible, flat. They're lazy-minded people. Those are lazy-minded people. Those are people that flat refuse to accept and go out and research and find the information on their own. Those are lazy-minded people. Those are Democrats. Because if their college professor doesn't just spoon-feed them all the information they need, if MSNBC or CNN, the Internet, the television, if they're not spoon-fed the information, then it's a lie. And they don't know anything about it because they can't do their own research. They need to have it spoon-fed to them. All right. We're about done for today. We've only got a couple of minutes. I got enough minutes just to play this one song. I'm going to play this, and this is Kid Rock, and this is Born Free. And I am Born Free. Thanks for listening today. We will see you back here tomorrow. 10 o'clock sharp.
On a rough road riding, high through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. Born free. Free like a river raging strong. Is the wind I'm call.